This week, you'll be hearing a series of programs with World War II Navajo code talker Roy Hawthorne. You can also see our American Countryside television special with him this weekend on U.S. Farm Report. It's an amazing piece of history you won't want to miss. And it begins after this. Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll visit the USS Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor, tour a Hawaiian lavender farm and Maui's beautiful agricultural upcountry, visit Monsanto, Hawaii, and attend an authentic Hawaiian luau featuring dinner and a show. All airfare, deluxe hotels, and more are included. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Hi, this is Jennifer Coolidge. The American Heart Association says the disco song Stayin' Alive is the near-perfect beat for hands-only CPR. If you see a teen or adult collapse from cardiac arrest, you only need two steps to help save a life. Call 911 and push hard and fast in the center of the chest to the beat of the song Stayin' Alive. Disco is back and it's saving lives. To learn more, go to heart.org/hands-only-CPR.
Nationally supported by the WellPoint Foundation.
Roy Hawthorne was born on the Navajo Nation's land near Ganado, Arizona. He remembers his school years in the 1930s, a time when some of the Navajo's culture was being removed from their young people.
The boarding schools were the main implement that the federal government was using to discourage speaking Native American languages.
Students were reminded,
don't speak your native language. If you did, well, there was dire consequences that you could expect.
In Roy's home, both English and Navajo was spoken. There was no written form of the language at the time. In the 1930s, there were very few non-Navajo who could speak it.
It is said that only about 30 Navajo traders spoke the language.
In the early 1900s, German universities sent professors to the U.S. to study Native American languages.
They didn't come out here. Actually, nobody came out here except if you had to, because the infrastructure was, there wasn't any. I mean, there was no roads, hardly any water, no electricity.
The Navajo were just about the only folks that knew the language, and that fact was going to become important when Roy and other Navajo men entered World War II. Hear the complete interview on the Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com and more here next time as we travel the countryside in Lupton, Arizona. I'm Andrew McRae.